This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with
Cornelia Topping
and
Hugh Topping.
You guys have to be related.
We are, we're brother and sister.
And you are two of the family behind the lovely new Topping & Co. booksellers at Blenheim Place.
That's right, yeah.
Where we still have, I think we have a way to go before opening, Hugh. What do you think?
We've got quite a lot of work to do before Sunday the 29th, which is when we're opening. But I think we're all pretty optimistic. It's doable. The thing about the building works is it makes it look a lot less finished than it actually is.
Yes. You have actually got books on the shelves.
There are books on the shelves. They're in pretty much the right order. And over the next few days, we'll just be getting even more on and sort of doing the final kind of slight rearrangements and things.
How many books will you actually have on these, or do you have room for on the shelves?
We've got room for 70,000, so we're not probably going to have all of those from day one, but we'll be gradually filling them up, and or maybe not so gradually. There are books arriving every day still, so lots to unpack and lots of new books to look at.
This is not your first shop opening, Cornelia. No. I think you look as if you've done this before, the stacking shelves.
Well, we opened the first bookshop, which was Ely, in 2001.
And that's not Ely and Fife.
No, Ely in Cambridgeshire. And Hugh and I were just very young at the time, but we were still roped in to do lots of odd jobs. So this is our fourth bookshop.
Tell me a little about your family background then. Who started all of this?
I suppose it all came from my father, Robert Topping. He used to work for Tim Waterstone. And after it was all taken over and there was a thought that they should only stock, you know, the real bestsellers and they should reduce the sort of range of stock, he decided that was enough for him and he wanted to sort of strike out on his own. And that's when Ely came about.
And now you have shops where else apart from Ely? I've been to Ely and St Andrews. And
yes, and there's Bath as well in Somerset.
Quite a lot. So how many people are you going to be employing here?
We have, I think it's 14 or 15 brilliant booksellers. Some of them have come from our other bookshops. Some of them have been booksellers elsewhere. And some of them are completely new to bookselling, but they're fantastic and they're picking it up really quickly.
If you were to, I'm sure you've probably been asked this before, but if you were to tell anybody, you know, what's different about Topping's from other bookshops, what is it? I know you mentioned Waterstones, and this is not a Get at Waterstones podcast, by the way, but it's
but you are
still an independent, although you're a small chain now.
It's our C word. They are all run independently, so all our booksellers are the ones that are seeing the publishers' reps, and they're making the decisions about which books should be ordered in. So it's not a big sort of head office.
So you could have different books in every one of your branches.
Yeah, and we do. And it's all about, for us, it's all about having the range of books. So we'd rather not have a big, huge pile of, you know, the latest bestseller. We'd rather just have a couple of copies of that and then lots of other books as well, so that when that person who has been looking for that particular book about any subject really comes in, it's there for them on the shelf, even if that means it's been waiting for them for a few months.
How do you then compete against Amazon? How do you do it?
I think what we offer that Amazon doesn't is the sort of browsing experience. When readers come in, we offer them coffee, we chat, and that's probably our favourite part of the job, actually, is just meeting lots of interesting readers. And on Amazon, we all find the algorithms quite creepy, you know, you should read this next and things. I think it's just more organic and natural to come into a bookshop and choose for yourself, or, you know, have things recommended to you.
And whilst you are still getting ready for the grand opening on Sunday the 29th of September at 11, isn't it?
10.
Oh, 10. Yeah. Oh, gosh, well, I'm giving people some
rush. Rush. We'll be open forever, so you don't all have to come at 10 o'clock.
And while you're still getting ready for that, and I can see that you guys are working flat out, I'm going to ask you, what is the book you're currently reading or the next one you're going to read?
That's a very mean question at the moment, because we're all.
Sleep is more important.
I think all of us are managing to read a couple of pages before falling asleep. But I have just finished John Sopel's latest book, which is Year at the Circus, and it's about a sort of account of his year covering the Trump White House.
Of course, he was here for an event.
It was a fantastic evening. He's such an engaging speaker and sort of and conversationalist, and that really comes across in his writing as well. So it's a great read.
Good. And Cornelia, are you reading anything?
I am. I've just started the new Jessie Burton, which I'm really enjoying so far. I'm hoping we'll be able to tempt her up for an event or a signing in the autumn.
And if anybody is looking for details of the events, we have those in our October newspaper, which is due out on the 1st of October. And we wish you well with your opening. I'm sorry I won't be here personally to cut the ribbon. I'm sure you have somebody much more important doing that.
I think we're just going to throw open the doors and welcome people
informal.
In. Yeah, it's actually the first time we've ever told people that we were going to open.
Yeah,
so,
we've always done it a soft opening, haven't we? But we'll see how it goes.
This makes for a sleepless Saturday night. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
First instalment of a mini-series of chats with the council leader. We talked to him for about 40 minutes in all. Rather than try to get you to commit such a long time to listening, we've broken it up into more manageable chunks. Each one will be published online with a written article too on www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.